What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to a new episode of Self-Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And today we're going to be doing a topic that seems to be really, really requested by you guys. It's tips for applying minimalism to your space and schedule. I know we've done an actual minimalism episode in the past. We watched the documentary on Netflix called The Minimalist, correct?
Yes, we watched the documentary. We've done Marie Kondo's book, right? Where, you know, this has been some things we've discussed it in the past. And obviously, this is one of my favorite topics on the planet. So I'm very excited.
Yes, it's funny. We don't have a guest on today, but I feel like having you on, Delaney, is like having a minimalism guest because it's something you're so passionate about. And I mean, you have a podcast on efficiency. It's just like, this is your world, is all about streamlining and making things as simple as possible.
This is the stuff that gets me hard. Yes, this is true. I am so ready.
Oh, amazing. This is coming out on February 7th. I will be in Fort Wayne, Indiana this weekend for shows at Summit Comedy Club. And then it is just a madhouse after that. It is Hartford, Syracuse, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York City, Niagara Falls, Vegas, San Diego, so many more. I am hesitant to keep telling you guys all the cities every episode because you're probably just like, we have had enough of this long, long list.
No, but never. Give me more.
You want more? Well, fuck it. Okay. Tampa, Bakersfield, Boston, Oklahoma City, Austin, Indianapolis, Spokane, Providence, Fort Collins, Raleigh, Washington, D.C., Grand Rapids, Atlanta. So if you heard one of your cities there or you live near there, go to kelseycook.com, get some tickets. If you didn't hear one of your cities on there, try to message me on Instagram or the Self-Helpless account on Instagram because I'm always looking to add more cities and I love meeting new helpsters in person. So those are my upcoming tour dates. There's a ton of them, so go check it out. Delaney, what's going on with you?
Well, like you mentioned, I have a podcast about efficiency called Efficionado, the minimalist business podcast. So if you like applying minimalism to your space and schedule and you're an entrepreneur and you want to do the same thing in your business, come on over. And the heart of that show with efficiency is really asking yourself, you know, do I even need to be doing this shit in the first place? Like, that's really true efficiency, is removing what you don't need in your business or your life and really simplifying and streamlining what is left. So yeah, would love to have you over there. And also, I think I mentioned this on a couple episodes ago, but I'm opening up my calendar in 2022 to start guesting on more platforms coming up. Just booked a few from Helpsters that I'm excited to do their podcast. Cool. So if you want to have me on, I would love to meet you. You know, there, you can go to my website, DelaneyFisher.com, and just submit, you know, in the contact box there. And, you know, I like to talk about business minimalism, being a social media free entrepreneur, being child free, whatever, all that stuff. It's all on my website. Would love to meet you. That's perfect. It.
Cool. Nice. All right. Well, let's go ahead and get into this topic. We have a quotable that was submitted by Helpster Stephanie. It's not known who it's attributed to, but it says, "There isn't perfect, but there can be wonderful." And Stephanie says it was from one of the experts in Married at First Sight season one. I loved it enough to get it tattooed on me.
Oh, I love it.
That's great.
Amazing. Oh. There isn't perfect, but there can be wonderful. So good. So good. I wonder if it was one of the experts we had on. I wonder if it was Rachel.
Oh my gosh.
It'd be so funny if it was.
That would be so funny. What like I'm an inception. Sure. Yeah. What an applicable quote to everything. Relationships, your career. So nice. Such
like,
a good one.
You can't really have the wonderful stuff without the shitty stuff, because then you wouldn't know that the wonderful stuff is wonderful, right? It's all kind of a beautiful fucking mess.
It's true.
Yes. Love it.
Thank you, Stephanie, for submitting that. And if you want to submit a quote for the show, you can join our Patreon community at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You can listen to bonus episodes, help vote on the topics that we talk about. It's just it's a good place to be.
Yes. All right. Shall we dig in?
Yes, let's do it.
Amazing.
When I think about space, the first things I thought about were clothing and makeup / skincare, because for me, those are the two things that can become cluttered very easily. Yeah. Some of these might be slight repeats from one of our past minimalism episodes, but I feel like it bears repeating because they're just helpful. Like even I have to tell myself them every 6 months or so as I'm going through my collections and being like, okay, think about these things and apply them. So some of these are ones I've learned from my friend Allison, who is so wise. She says that when you look at your clothes, you should ask yourself, would you buy it again? Mm-hmm. Like if you could go back in time, would you have decided to actually purchase this? Or now that you've had it for a while, you're just like, oh, I kind of regret this.
Yeah.
But you're holding onto it because you spent the money on it.
Yeah.
It's like, she always emphasizes, hey, the money's already gone. Mm-hmm. Like you can't, that's done. So now it's your responsibility to decide what you want to do with your space and if you want to keep this item. But that's always a big one to me, is like that gets right to the core of how I actually feel about a product.
Yeah.
Is if I would buy it again, and more often than not, it's a no.
Yeah. Yes.
Another thing to ask yourself is this either article of clothing or makeup product, is this part of my fantasy self? Did I buy this when I was picturing a version of me that I might never be? Or if I am, it's like once a year, I joke a lot about, you know, Vegas me.
Yeah.
I like to buy a lot of clothes and makeup sometimes that I really only would wear on special occasions. And I think it's important to have things for special occasions, right? But sometimes you are holding on to things because you're like, well, but maybe I will need this when I'm like cast in that music video of my favorite band. Like,
yes.
And the reality, it's like, what are the chances of that? Maybe keep a couple of those things, but maybe you don't need a full giant collection. So tapping into fantasy self stuff is always very helpful to me.
Yes. It's like the minimalist. They have the just in case items are usually, see you later.
Right. Like, just in case. Oh my God. Totally.
Yeah.
Also asking yourself, how do you feel when you wear this article of clothing?
Yeah.
Sometimes we've had an article of clothing for so long and it's just like a large part of your collection. It's something you wear often, but you realize when you put it on, you actually feel like you from 3 years ago.
Yeah.
And you're not in alignment with how you feel now. And every time you put it on, you feel just weird. You don't feel like your best self. So whatever that sense is, it's like some random sense we have. It's kind of a combination, I think, of touch and maybe something else, but just when that clothing is on you, looking in the mirror and being like, do I like how I feel right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Just go yes to all those questions. I love those. And a couple other questions I like asking is, if I could get rid of this and somebody's, I think somebody's feelings wouldn't be hurt by it, would I get rid of it? Like if I'm, if it kind of engaging, like
the gift,
am I keeping this out of obligation? Am I worried about somebody's feelings? If somebody's feelings wouldn't be hurt by this potentially, would I keep it? And of course, that's just you assuming that their feelings would be hurt. You don't actually know, but that might be a good one because we keep a lot of stuff out of obligation that doesn't actually, you know, add value to our lives or things that we like and stuff like that. I love the feelings one. Also, the first thing I like to do about any space, whether it's your closet or your room or whatever, is just, what is the intention of this space? What do I want to do more of here? What do I want to make more time for in here? So like, you know, if you're looking at your living room and you're like, I want to play more board games with my family. We always have fun when we do that, but we don't do it very much. How can you make that more of the focal point and more accessible and simple to get to for the family? And what things are there that are not being used or that add to, you know, stress or anxiety or whatever? And how can we kind of get those out of there? Intentions are really fun. And then just some like hot tips that I like. I love having a never-ending Goodwill bag. I think the minimalists have something similar as well. I just keep one in my closet. And instead of like when we receive something that we know we're going to donate or remove from our lives at some point anyway, instead of having it like live in a drawer or on a shelf for 6 months before we donate it, it just goes right into the bag. I might keep the bag for a month or two, but we know that, hey, if we're going to get rid of this anyway, might as well before it finds a home.
Yes. I want to add to that really quickly and include, I think I've mentioned it before, but I do like the trunk
trips
where I move what I'm like a little on the fence about, but I move it into the trunk of my car, like clothes that I'm like, I feel like I should get rid of this, but I'm still kind of holding on. Yeah. And then if I can't even remember what is in the trunk, it wasn't important enough to keep. Like that means I wasn't even thinking about it. I didn't even need it. If it's been sitting in there for 3 months, that means it's time for it to go.
Exactly. I think, you know, I love the minimalists and all their tips, but I think some people feel like their packing party tip is a little extreme for them, where they're like actually put in boxes and pack like you're moving the things that you either you don't want to do, or pack everything up and just slowly unpack the things that you end up using. And then over the course of like a few weeks, you know what you actually need in your life. Yeah. But I love the idea of just hiding it. Like what's on your mind, hiding it, trunk of the car, closet, get it out of your space. And then, you know, when you're ready to make decisions about it, go revisit that when you're kind of in a different headspace and you're not so overwhelmed by your visual clutter. This is a big one. Upgrade the shit that makes you feel like shit. Like if you're looking at your fucking broken doorknob every day thinking, what kind of thoughts are running in your head when you are seeing that every day? I don't have my shit together. My home sucks. I'm broke. Like what kind of stuff is coming up for you? And can you just replace that $12 doorknob and make yourself feel great? So yes. I like to this is what I did at one point. I don't really do it anymore. It's more maintenance now, but I took a notepad and I walked around my home listing all the things that make me feel like I'm not killing it at life or business or whatever. Wow. And then I sat down and I just upgraded everything in one sitting. Doesn't have to be always spending money. It can be very budget friendly, but like my freaking holy leggings that I would always wear. I can get some new leggings. You have some freaking socks that are just disgusting. Get yourself a fresh pair of socks. You know what I mean? It can be something like that. Or, you know, this chair, I'm not really into this chair anymore. Well, can we put a blanket over it? Make it look a little cuter with something that you already have. So it's not always about spending money, but just changing up the energy, you know.
That's great.
Your space, great, you know.
Tip. to go around and just take inventory of like, what are those? Because we all have those things.
Yeah.
Like we all have those things that we just kind of keep putting off. And yet every time we see it, we're like, I fucking hate that.
Yes.
And it's like, that is taking up mental energy every time you think about it.
It's so true. And it's so, it can be so unconscious, you know, it's just these kind of this reel of thoughts. One thing for me was my, have I talked about this? My dresser, Cam and I had like mismatched nightstands for like ever. And every time I'd wake up, I'd be like, ah, this bugs the shit out of me that they're mismatched and I fucking hate them. I feel like a little kid. Like, I don't feel like we're adults
having
an adult life, you know? Yes. So I finally just took the nightstand that I looked, that I liked better, looked to see what the fuck it was, found it online, ordered another one. And then we had matching nightstands and I used the other one. I repurposed that for something else, but just those little things make you feel, can make you feel so much better. If you're somebody who really prioritizes feeling like calm and, you know, in your space.
Yes. Yeah. Kane and I used to have mismatched dressers and it would drive me insane. I had tried to like get us a matching one and I ordered the wrong one apparently, or they stopped. I think they stopped making the first one I had.
Yeah.
And it would bother me every time I looked at it. And it's like a small thing, but it can make your home feel like you're living in a garage sale where it's just like things together that aren't like the full matching set. It just would bother me.
Yes. Oh my God. It's a big one. It's such a big
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe, now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Big one. Also, as far as like kind of maintaining your space of, of, you know, whatever, keeping things clutter-free. If you just have like a 5-minute practice of like every day for 5 minutes before you sit down and like watch TV, you just go around and put things away and stuff like that. Just like easy maintenance. Cause even when you have decluttered your space, you know, shit still gets pulled out of drawers and things like that.
Yeah.
Another thing I like to do is when it comes to kind of keeping the space clean is I like to pair my cleaning with another activity. Often what I'm doing is, let's say that we're listening to the podcast episode for like editing notes or something. While I'm doing that, I'm cleaning up my home and, you know, doing that. So if you find like getting motivated to like keep things tidy is not fun for you, what is fun and how can you match that?
Like, how can you combine
activity? Exactly. Also storing, this is something new. I don't know if you do this, Kels. I'd be curious to know how you kind of store things in your home. I've now started to store things based on like the location of where I use them instead of like categories, like inside different closets and stuff. So for example, instead of having like all of my towels in my closet cupboard, I will have the towels that make sense to go there. And then I'd have like, okay, these towels actually need to be stored in the kitchen because we pull them out and use them. These actually go in the bathroom because that's really easy to pull those out of the bathroom. I used to just like have everything in one space. And I realized that it was actually like, I don't know, more of a nuisance to do that. So now I really store them kind of intuitively of where we use things. And it just feels a lot more simple. I don't know if you like have systems for that, that you like.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. That totally makes sense.
Yes.
I wanted to also say, this is just a quick tip on if you own makeup or skincare, in terms of decluttering, always be mindful of the expiration dates on there.
Oh, yeah.
if you look on your products, you will see a little, it's like almost looks like a little pot, and then it will say like 6M or 12M, and that is the expiration date after you've opened it. So like you should use it within 6 months of opening or 12 months of opening. And there might be a little wiggle room with that, right? I'm sure that a lot of companies would like you to repurchase sooner than perhaps you need to. But just to be mindful of, maybe like you've got a tube of mascara that you've had for 3 years and the open date is like 6 months. It's so easy. The things like that trap bacteria, and that can actually be a safety thing. Like you want to really make sure that you're not using old skincare, because you can create breakouts and acne, and like old eye makeup can give you styes. It's just, that's a big thing. That's a quick way to like unemotionally declutter your makeup and skincare, because you go, well, you know what? It's out of my control. It doesn't even matter that I love this so much. I need to throw it out and maybe buy a new one. Yeah. But like, this shouldn't be part of my collection anymore.
Oh man, I'm so bad about that. I've had most of my stuff for like 7 years.
Girl, I know you're bad about it.
You know what? I did have a sty recently, but I don't know if that was probably from a makeup thing that I wore.
It's time
to get rid of it.
You got to throw that out. That's a big one.
Do you recommend, like, have you seen how people store that? So like you kind of, do you like store in order of expiration date? So that way you're using the stuff that goes bad the quickest. Have you ever seen how people store those things?
Yeah. I also, because I love my makeup and skincare so much, I'm pretty mindful of, like, I have a good idea of how long I've had something. And I've just cut way back on my purchasing of makeup. I used to have a much larger collection and I just couldn't get through all of it before it would expire. And now I'm much more aware of like, what do I actually use on a day-to-day basis? And I try to mostly stick to those items if possible.
Yeah. Love it. Yeah. Another thing, I like to do this because I like to put things out that I want to do more of. For example, I'll even show you right now. My yoga mat is literally on my floor next to me. That's where it lives. It used to live on the shelf, but I somehow, I would convince myself, oh, too much work taking the yoga mat off the shelf and putting it on the floor. And then I have to work out. Then I got to grab my weights and work out. Oh, it's too much. It takes away my excuse. It's there. Yeah. All I got to do is put my body on it and I'm in workout mode. So making things so easy for the things that you know you want to do more of, but you have a hard time motivating yourself to do. Yeah. That's very simple. You can also like put your running shoes or your walking shoes by the door, just those types of little things where how can you make just things really accessible and simple for you instead of having them kind of stored away where you can get those excuses coming in. One thing I'm very interested in now is the whole, have you ever done this, Kels? The capsule wardrobe. I know we've talked about this a little bit.
Yeah, I did it for the first time this past year and it was so helpful.
It's so nice. I kept getting really stuck though. I would do it. I would set it up and do it for like a couple weeks and then I would go back to all the madness. I have just really upgraded my clothes the last several months. And all I'm doing is basically just buying neutral colored shit. If you buy neutrals, it's really simple that everything kind of just becomes a capsule. And of course, you're going to have your pops of color and patterns anyway from the stuff that you already have. But I wish it would have been broken down that simply for me at some point, because I think that would have helped me kind of get to the point where everything just kind of matches and I feel good in everything. Mm-hmm. But I was overcomplicating it quite a bit.
Maybe you and I've done capsule wardrobes differently. It sounds like you've done a more detailed version of it. I just did where like I would switch it out for the season. So when winter would hit, I would move my summer clothes to the back of the closet. And that was also a good way too for me to see what I was actually wearing ever. It just decluttered. It was simple.
I love it. Yes. That makes sense. I think, seasonal stuff. I'm trying to do an annual capsule where it's like, this is it for everything.
Oh, I got you.
You know what I mean? So yes, but that's just fun. Like, hey, if you buy mostly neutrals, then you have to worry about things matching. They're going to match.
Yeah.
You know,
makes sense. Mm-hmm.
I think, and then I just like to ask the question of like, you know, who do I want to be? Who am I aspiring to become? Mm-hmm. Like this next version of myself? Do I want to be somebody who feels like shit in all of my clothing? Do I want to be somebody who feels like they're not taking good care of themselves? And how can I make sure that doesn't happen? And how does my space and my stuff reflect those things? Totally. You know, not like, yeah. Not like the Vegas thing. Obviously we know when we're trying to like, I'm not Vegas Kelsey 365, but yeah. You know, who do I want to be more frequently?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Anything yeah. else with your space, Kels?
No, the other stuff I have is regarding time and schedule and all that.
Nice. You want to kick it off with the schedule?
Yeah, this is a revelation I had a few months back, maybe longer ago. But I think, Delaney, you're the one who helped me with it. Because I kept feeling really burnt out at the end of the day. And like when I transitioned to using a physical planner, that helped me so much. And yet I was still overbooking. And I think sometimes the trap you can get caught up in with a physical planner is that it often gives you an hour by hour slot for your day. And if you are a type A person or an overachiever, you can look at that and go, oh, so I should be doing something every hour of the day. Like it just, your mind wants to fill those lines with something. And so I was cramming so many things into each day and either I wouldn't get them all done and would feel kind of like a failure, or I would get them all done and would be out of my mind exhausted. Yeah. So what I try to do now is book in energy, not in time, and be more aware of, like on a day like today, when we're podcasting, today we're podcasting and I have a show at night.
Yeah.
I am not looking to do that much else besides that.
Right.
Because those two things are me performing for an hour.
Yeah.
It takes a ton of energy. And I know that the time I have in between those things or earlier in the day, I want to spend mostly doing restful things or taking care of myself. Maybe I would do a workout, but like, I'm not trying to run a million errands or even phone calls. I've mentioned before that my phone calls with friends can be long and require a lot of energy. And they're so good. They're so healing always. Yeah. But it does take energy.
Yeah.
So I just try to kind of learn. It's different for everybody. You have to learn how much energy each thing you're usually doing in your life takes and go, okay, is that a high energy activity? Is that medium? Is it low? And book your days in a way where you're not even hitting your maximum energy amount. Always try to go below it because you shouldn't end your day exhausted. You shouldn't end your day feeling burnt out. So know what your limit is and then back off from that. So that's been that's my biggest thing, is building in space for rest and being realistic about how much energy you have for things versus how much time you have for things.
Yes, totally agree, dude. And I think if you've tuned in before, I've probably mentioned this, but it really has changed my life and my schedule. And Kelsey and I've talked about this as recovering perfectionists, recovering workaholics. Like it's so important to reflect that in your schedule. But the three task rule, I'd really try not to do more than like three things a day that really like, you know, that take a good chunk of my energy. And so the way that I map out my schedule is I have my three tasks that either are a real deadline that day, like a meeting or something that's top priority. And then at the bottom, I have the thing, I write down the thing that I'm looking forward to doing after work to kind of motivate me with those other tasks. So like for today, if we have, you know, podcasting, I have a meeting and I have a something at the end of the day, it's like, I'm going to take a walk, you know, with Maverick or something. And so that is kind of like my schedule. And then what I do, because sometimes when you have like a schedule like that, and it doesn't have much on it, you forget how much shit you actually do throughout the day. And I have a hard time like signing off, like, wait, I only did three things today. No, but I ended up answering emails. I sent a thing. I did all these other little tiny things that came up. So I will write down the shit that I'm doing as I go throughout the day. So when I'm done with my day, I can see that not only did I accomplish the top priority shit, but I also did all this other little to-do shit that I might have forgotten about. And it makes me feel so good about wrapping up my day. And I'm motivated to do that thing that was like my kind of motivating activity after work. And I'm excited about it. But the way that
huge.
It feels so good because you feel like, you know, not only, what can happen, I think, when we set too much stuff up, like you were saying, Kels, is like you can really wake up feeling behind, or if you miss one thing on that list, you feel behind and you can kind of like feel like you failed or something. And that's so tough for, you know, people who struggle with perfectionism and stuff like that. But this way, you're only writing things down that you actually accomplish, and it could be personal and professional tasks, like, oh, I scheduled my dentist appointment, I did this thing. Mm-hmm. I just feel like, oh, so good with that. And the way that I map out my week, my overall like weekly goals, you can see that I'm a fucking lunatic. My overall weekly.
I do that shit too. I do the weekly. I have the day-to-day breakdown, but I will say at the top of each new page of the planner that's for that week, like, this is the overarching, like, this has to get done by the end of the week.
Yes, I love it. So I have a goal for myself in my business, so whether it's a project or something. And then I have a goal for my operations manager, which is something I'm delegating to her to do that supports mm-hmm. me with like the bigger goal. And then I have like whatever kind of I'm working on for my, the quarter in my business. I just have uh-huh. that one little next step written down as like the third kind of thing. So I have like a business task, a delegation task type of thing. And then a third thing, which is either a personal or like professional overarching goal for the quarter. And then I make sure that that's plugged into my calendar in small chunks, but
amazing. That's a great tip.
So, that's what I have to do to get shit done. Also, as far as, time blocking can be helpful, whether you like to designate certain chunks of time for certain tasks or a whole day for a task, a combination of that could be great. You know, like if Mondays are your podcasting days and Tuesdays you meet with clients, that kind of thing, or 9 to 10 is when you do podcast stuff, 12 to 2 is when you meet with clients. A mixture of those can be super helpful. It reminds me of like, we've talked about the worry appointment, Kels. Yeah. For therapy, it's like when I'm like, when a to-do pops up in my head, I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I'm going to write you down for Friday because Fridays are my follow-up Fridays. And that's when I tie up loose ends in my business. So yes. You'll be taken care of, but not right now. Like leave me alone kind of thing.
Right.
Sometimes you need to make two different lists for yourself, for self-imposed deadlines and like real deadlines. Mm-hmm. So if you're really looking, if you're really, really overwhelmed by your schedule and you're having a hard time prioritizing what actually has to get done and what can wait, what can be removed or rescheduled or that kind of thing. And how can you get help with stuff?
Yeah.
Anything else on your end, Kels?
Nope, that's it. But we do have just some general minimalist tips for beginners if you want me to read those.
Sure.
Okay, so this is from Minimalism Made Simple. Declutter one room at a time. What a great tip that is.
Yes.
So easy to get overwhelmed. And when you get into decluttering mode, you're like, oh my God, there's just so much to do. And then you kind of start in one place and you popcorn around.
Like, yes.
Try to just do one at a time. Get rid of anything broken. It's basically what you were saying early on is go through and make that list of what needs to get fixed
mm-hmm.
and replace it or fix it. Do what you got to do.
Yes.
You eliminate unworn clothing, like we talked about. Get rid of doubles. That's a big one. I know there's some things that I think we're all a little too hoardery about, that it just kind of depends what it is. Like, I keep too many towels, like too many, like kind of just like washcloth rag things, because in my mind I'm like, well, but maybe you'll use one to clean. And it's like, I always just use paper towels. Like, just, I am telling myself this right now, like, when you go home, bitch, get rid of some of those. Like, you don't need all of that stuff.
Yes, yes.
Donate unwanted food. That is still good. Refuse the things that you don't need, and consider experiences over new things. Oh, love that.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I could talk about this for 4.5 hours. If you want like 75,000 more tips and takeaways, I have a few episodes where I've covered this stuff on Efficionado. Mm-hmm. So head over there. We talk about tips for gift giving, because stuff is a big issue with that. A lot of time management tips, a lot of like deep questions you can ask yourself to really declutter your space and your schedule and make time for the things that are actually your priorities and your values and all that good stuff. Yeah. So, yeah.
Totally. We have a personalized shout out from our listener, Ariel. She says, happy 15-year dating anniversary to my husband and the best dad, Adam, from February 18th. Love, Ariel.
Oh, that's so nice.
Happy anniversary, guys. That's awesome.
Happy anniversary. Thanks for celebrating with us. That's so cool.
Yes.
Love that. So nice.
And if you want to be able to give a shout out like that to a loved one or a friend or coworker, whoever, you can do so by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/selfhelpless.
Yes. And we do have an iTunes review of the episode as well. This is from Dennis Jacks. Says, the best podcast find for sure. I came across this podcast after hearing Taylor on another podcast. So glad I did. I love the chemistry between all the hosts and appreciate their opinions. The topics are cool and they keep getting stronger. I will be a fan for life. Wow, thanks, Dennis Jax.
That's so nice.
So nice of you. Thank you for tuning in. That's awesome.
Yeah, we're going to have Tay back on for another episode soon. So
yes.
Keep your ears open for that.
Yes.
And man, in terms of segments, I just want to say I have been watching the new season of Euphoria, and holy balls. Okay.
Yeah.
That's just a TV wreck. If you have not started watching Euphoria, it's such a good show.
Yeah.
Can't recommend it enough. What a wild ride.
Did you see it in one of the most recent episodes? Our former guest was in one of the episodes.
Yes.
Amanda LaCount. Yeah. Is that fun? Mm-hmm. Oh, so
that
cool.
That was so cool.
Cool seeing her. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, been binging all the TVs. Oh, I'm watching. Oh, I finished Too Hot to Handle. That came out, and that was watched in one sitting. Do you watch that show, Kels?
Yeah. I watched the first season, got really into it, and then I didn't watch the other ones.
Okay. I'm also watching Joe Millionaire, I believe it's called.
Wow.
I mean, I'm really getting into some shit, you guys. Like, I was so not into reality TV stuff, and now it's pretty much all I watch. So, yeah, it's been fun.
Incredible.
Yeah. Where can people find your show dates and all that, Kels?
Go to kelseycook.com. Follow me on Instagram at kelseycookcomedy. Fort Wayne this weekend, and then Hartford at the end of the month. Syracuse, Minneapolis, Chicago, New York City. Everything is coming up like weekend after weekend. So just go check out those dates. Would love to see you guys.
Beautiful. And feel free to head over to DelaneyFisher.com for the Efficionado podcast. I have complimentary resources for entrepreneurs and business owners and contractors. And yeah, that's about it.
Sweet. Well, we love you guys, and we'll talk to you next week. Hope you have a good one.
Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to the Self Helpless podcast. You can find our Patreon community, merch, and our individual work at selfhelplesspodcast.com. We'd be thrilled if you shared this episode with a friend, or feel free to post it on Instagram and tag at Self Helpless Podcast so we can repost you and say thank you.